The SIG grants would provide $2.5 million to six city schools over the next 5 years.
We were excited. It was a collaborative effort between the district and the schools, developing plans under Dr. Cash's new education bargain.
The district's project administrator for grant development, Danielle Schwanekamp, reacting to learning the grants were awarded for six priority schools. Now, each school is being redesigned to become successful and in good standing. Tino Samato is associate superintendent for school leadership.
We took the same type of look at designing these programs as we did for the five new innovative high schools that are already opening right now in September.
The plans for each of the six priority schools is based on that school's individual needs. For example, at the alternative school, it would phase in career and technical education. At Riverside, the grant would be for a turnaround model with phase out of CTE learning and instead the creation of a program to train students about the blue economy and health and wellness.
Everything from the designing and the renaissance and the renovation of our waterfront to that and beyond. So that's really where Riverside's focus is going to be.
The other district schools awarded the SIG grants include the Community School of Excellence, Bennett Park Montessori, Arthur Eve School of Distinction, Early Childhood Center, and Academy programs. Now, the state comptroller must review and approve the funding, but the city district is confident the grant funding will be ready this school year. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.